This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Today, on the day of a White House summit to promote coronavirus vaccines, we learned that the Trump administration chose not to order an additional 100 million doses it could have reserved. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
To say it happened this summer, the White House opted not to lock in an additional 100 million doses of Pfizer's coronavirus candidate for delivery in the second quarter of next year. There's a contract for 100 million doses that would vaccinate 50 million people. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're working with a number of manufacturers to expand the availability of vaccine formulas. The White House summit will discuss plans to distribute the vaccine, but officials from Joe Biden's transition team were not included, and some pharmaceutical executives will reportedly not attend, not wanting to politicize the vaccine development process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, British health authorities rolled out the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine today, starting a global immunization program that is expected to gain momentum as more serums win approval. First shot was given to Margaret Keenan, who turns 91 next week at University Hospital, Coventry.
As I just said before, at the moment I don't know how I feel. It's just so strange and so wonderful, really. Yeah, so anyway, this is for a good cause, so.
As luck would have it, the second injection went to a man named William Shakespeare, an 81-year-old who hails from Warwickshire, the county where the bard was born. South Korean government announced today that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is one of a handful it's secured for 44 million people. This is VOA.